the media and lumen could be distinguished in cross-sectional images, showing that these were eccentric lesions. Here, as the scan moves distally along these branches, the lesions gradually reduce and disappear, first in the subclavian artery, then in the carotid, and finally in the brachiocephalic artery. Interestingly, this lesion in the brachiocephalic artery moves on to the flow divider as this vessel divides into the right carotid and right subclavian arteries.